For the moment, we are opinion that it has no public health significance. In general terms, there's no fish viral disease that affects human.
What does the FAO recommend in that regard?
Oh, we have several recommendations that we released in our special alert. The first set of recommendations with regards to importation or movement of live tilapias, because this species is being moved around the world in different countries, in different regions. So our recommendations for the importation of live tilapia is to take the appropriate risk management measures to reduce the likelihood that imported stocks are infected with TILV. And there are a number of measures that we have listed. One is to do diagnostic testing and applying the methods that are outlined in the OIE disease card. OIE is the World Animal Health Organization. And another requirement is to issue an international health certificate that says that the shipments are originating from countries that are certified to be negative for TILV, and a few other measures like quarantine and monitoring of the stocks upon arrival, which these are normal procedures. And, of course, contingency planning in the case of an outbreak to ensure that the disease is contained. And then we have another set of recommendations for countries that has the disease already and the countries that they don't know the status, whether they have the disease or not.
Do we know if there is any risk of the virus spreading or being carried out by non-tilapia species?
We don't know. This is one of the questions that researchers need to urgently answer. So far, it affects only three species of tilapia. Yeah, so the three species, the Sarotherodon galileus, the other one is Nile tilapia, and the other one is hybrid tilapia. But there are many species of tilapia. So far, the reports have been from those species. And one thing that is a little scary about this is because the outbreak in Israel, for example, also affects the wild stocks, the wild population.
Ms. Riantaso, tilapia is a very important species in terms of volume and human consumption. How might that affect the livelihood of millions of people who rely on it economically and for food?
First of all, tilapia is a very important cultured species. It's farmed globally and it's the second most important aquaculture species in terms of volume. So it's an important source of animal protein that is affordable, and thus the industry provides substantial income to fish farmers, both for domestic and export earnings. And of course, it has a great contribution to food security. Now that we have information on this disease that is emerging, the country should be vigilant and they should take appropriate risk management measures. So it's important to raise awareness, because maybe not all countries are aware of this disease. It's important that any unexplained tilapia mortalities has to be reported to the biosecurity authorities. They should do surveillance. They should do public information campaign to reduce the further spread and the potential negative impacts of this disease.